Chairman, I became a shareholder after I saw your interview on Inside Business with Alan Kohler last year. We were talking up upgrades to the resource, and obviously things went a bit pear-shaped after that public projection that you made. Then again, obviously it was a brilliant, in hindsight, strategic move to sell control to Sinopec nearer to the top of the cycle, and obviously we now have a very strong balance sheet. So congratulations for that from the board. My only question relates to the Chinese government involvement in us. I think we're the only country in the world, first world democracy, that has allowed a Chinese government vehicle to have control, you know, ownership and operating sense of an operating oil field. Can you tell us more about just that whole FIRB process, how we got through that? And can you tell us any more about Sinopec? I mean, are they 100% Chinese owned? How big are they? And whether our oil down the track is locked in to go to China, or what sort of caveats are there over from the government and from Sinopec over in the long term, what happens to the oil that's produced from what we've got and any other expansions we have down the track? Thanks.
I'll try and answer all those. First of all, talking about how the oil is sold, the oil continues to be sold through the agent that AED had in place, which was Total. As I understand it, the refining capabilities in China don't actually match the type of oil that we produce. It's a much better oil to go into the regions where we are. And so we're not anticipating that anything like that would occur. Noting, of course, that as a 60-40 joint venture, we retain marketing rights for our 40% of our product anyway. In relation to FIRB, all foreign acquisition in Australia has to go through a process. At our particular time, when our process was being undertaken, there was a lot of uncertainty. There was a lot of instability related to protests about the Olympics. I think Kevin Rudd was going to a tour of the UK and then going to China at the same stage as our FIRB application actually went in. And whilst it took some time to come out again, it eventually came out with approvals, and the restraints that related to it were just general restraints. Noting also that, I mean, at our field at that stage, we're not producing world quantities of oil, although, as one of the independent consultants said to us when we were going through the process, it's probably the most prospective area he's seen in Australia in relation to potential for oil. So we may still get to that stage at some particular point, but not now. The majority of the staff that are running the joint venture were employed by AED and have moved across as part of that. And we've actually found that the Chinese have been very inclusive with us, unlike the traditional joint venture where you have a major partner. And noting that when Sinopec did this deal, it was, I think, listed as the 17th largest company in the Forbes 500 list. So it's a very large company. So they still capitalised about $140 billion or something to that extent. But it's been an interesting process because we've come actually to become quite close. So we now negotiate directly with them in relation to things like potential new FPSOs and field development plans and various other things. So it's a true partnership, unlike a lot of joint ventures that have been put together. And there's been a lot of time put into actually learning the respect for each other. And I think that that's been a very useful process, and we've been actually delighted in the way where we've come to now. And as you would have noticed from the announcements, one of the things that came through the association was the potential to do other things in the Australasian region. And then we continue to work closely with them in assessing other opportunities where we have something to add and where they have something to add. But not to the extent that we're going to in any way stretch ourselves or prevent us from actually pursuing what we believe to be our best opportunity, which is the Puffin Field.